Joe in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio. Joe, welcome. Are you there?
Yes.
Why are you pro-choice, Joe?
Well, I went on the majority opinion thing, but you guys, well, I feel bad making y'all go through that again. But
okay.
So, go right ahead.
Hold on,
that's
hold
fine.
On. Yeah. You can't get rid of me. Hold on.
No, Joe, brother.
We got you here. We'll have you here.
We're pouring the Canadian beer. We're lighting up your cigar. Go ahead.
Give me that Molson. All right.
Yeah.
So, you guys, so let's take a different spin on it, because Trent, you often say, okay, so if a group of rapists come and say, hey, we should make rape legal, that's okay. And I think, going back to what Juan said,
that's okay.
I say it's not okay.
Actually, not okay,
no,
Joe.
No. Okay, I'm not saying you say rape is okay.
Someone says that.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, so I think you took Juan on to why is abortion wrong, whereas I think he's just trying to say the imposition of beliefs is bad. And so,
Joe, I see what you're saying, but here's my problem. When it comes to when life begins, we always have to impose a belief. We always do.
Say that again, Trent. That's a very important sentence.
We can't be neutral on the question of when life begins, because we always impose a belief. If someone thinks it's okay to sacrifice an infant to Moloch, an example I used earlier, or believes, you know, babies just aren't people and it's okay to kill them, they might have that belief, but we have a law that says that's infanticide, it's illegal. So we impose on their belief. So my thing is, if we have good reason to believe the unborn are human beings, then we can just impose that on people's personal beliefs that they're not human.
Now, this is tangential, I think, to my point, mm-hmm. which is I still think, even though I believe that sacrificing to Moloch is wrong,
uh-huh.
if somebody were to come to my door and say, hey, join me, become a Molochian, my thing would be not to say you are wrong, but it would say, go fight your battle, but I will fight my battle just as ardently.
Wait. Hold on a minute. If someone came to your door.
Hold on a sec,
Joe.
Joe.
No. I can't do this. If someone came to your door and said, hi, good friend, would you like to join me in burning this 2-year-old alive today? Your response would be, sorry, good sir, not my cup of tea. But, you know, have at ye. You wouldn't just tell them you're wrong or take the child from them.
Okay, let's take another example. Let's say Bruce Caitlyn Jenner comes up to you and says, "I've done this." Now what?
Are you referring back to Moloch or something else?
Are we going?
I'm referring to just examples.
Because you just said I've done that. I've done what? So
I've had the sex change.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? Are you going to fight, or are you going to change him back? Or let's say two gay people got married. What are you going to do then? Are you going to
Joe, what you're talking about then is how the law should work with other people. So, you know, there's certain things we should and shouldn't legislate. So I would agree that, for example, you know, adultery is wrong, but it may be impractical for us to make it illegal to outlaw adultery. It could be impractical. I could say that I personally do think that sex change operations are harmful, and I'd like to see legislation related to that, at least to protect children from sex change operations that are unnecessary. But if someone goes ahead and does that, well, we might be causing more harm and interfering. But Joe, my main point is this. I'm just going back to abortion. I'm just saying, and that's why I use the Moloch analogy. You have to use something that's close to abortion, and that's if I want to kill this small human, should I be allowed to? Just because someone has that point of view doesn't mean we should respect it. Joe, I put it this way. We should respect all people, but not all points of view.
Can you get behind that, Joe?
Hold on a sec.
Can you get behind what Trent just said? We should respect people, but not all people's views.
We should respect people, but not all people's views.
Yeah, some views are awful. They don't deserve respect.
Could you allow me to answer that?
Sure.
I don't think I can get behind that, and let's talk about one thing.
Well,
Trent, you said that it's impractical to legislate against adultery. I think that is a great point, and I would extend that to abortion.
Okay, we have to go to a break here, Joe, but I'm just going to finish up. That, yes, it may be impractical, but when it comes to adultery, for example, the harms of legislating against it are the harms of that come in legislating outweigh what's involved there. But for example, let's say child molestation. It can be impractical sometimes to try to legislate, get into families, things like that, but it's worth it because children have a right to not be molested. Much the same way, my point is that all human beings have a right to live. The law at its most basic level should protect human life. And if we agree to that for born children, then logically it should follow to the unborn.
I just think the principle you adduced, that we should respect people but not all views,
yeah,
are
all
worth
all
it because
are,
Joe disagrees with our views, but he's being
absolutely
respectful, and vice
it's
versa.
It's so crazy. Yeah, people deserve respect because they're made in the image and likeness of God, but not all views do. Some views are awful. I don't respect them one iota.
Odious.
They're odious. You know, if someone believes it's okay to kill the Jewish people because they're parasitic, they're a mistaken person I love and respect. But their view is right. Awful. I won't tolerate it for a second.
If you have a group of people whose views are odious, would they be the ODI?
I have no idea.
Let's get Jimmy Akin on the case there. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're gonna go-